A divided Florida Supreme Court says it will settle a dispute over secret evidence used at a trial to decide whether legislators broke the law when drawing up new political maps. In a 5-2 decision yesterday, the court says it will hear about appeal of evidence taken from a Gainesville political consulting firm and if it should have been used in the trial. A verdict about the redistricting has not yet been reached. Broward County Schools have won a multi-million-dollar five-year grant to improve supervision of district principals. The Wallace Foundation hopes the grant will help determine the best way to support and coach principals. WLRN's John O'Connor has more.
Wallace Foundation leaders say district supervisors oversee too many principals. They also focus too much on enforcing district rules. The five-year grant will help Broward County Schools hire more supervisors and change the way district administrators work with principal supervisors. It's part of a $30 million nationwide project that also includes school districts in Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Long Beach, California. The lessons learned in Broward County schools will be included in a study of whether putting more resources into supervisors leads to better principals. Education foundations have poured millions into studying teachers and principal performance, but district supervision is a less researched piece of running a school district. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Meanwhile, there's controversy surrounding how an attorney got rehired in Broward County. Broward's Value Adjustment Board decided to keep Monroe Keir as their attorney. The board serves as a mediator between property appraisers and Broward taxpayers. Dan Christensen has been following the story for the Broward Bulldog.
And instead of going out to bid or advertise the job in a competitive process, the Value Adjustment Board voted on Monday to simply rehire him.
Keir won his first contract in a competitive process, but now that his son Martin Keir is a Broward County Commissioner, the position was voted on by the board instead. Last summer, the budget for Miami-Dade County Libraries was in jeopardy until the county commission decided to tap into a reserve fund. This year, funding for the libraries is in danger again. Sue Sianovich is the operations supervisor for the libraries, and yesterday on WLRN's Topical Currents, she said the people who suffer the most from the cuts are those without computers.
You want to apply for food stamps, you need a computer. You need your unemployment, you need a computer. And anyone that thinks that the library is obsolete should have visited the library the weekend that the Hialeah Section 8 housing application became open, because it was heartbreaking.
The County Commission will vote on the budget and library funding on July 15th. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.